I am DJ Special Sauce. This is the Hot Sauce Lounge, and today I have a special treat in store for you. I've got live in our tiny studio here. Actually, we are in a larger studio than we planned, and we are thrilled about it. I've got the band Rosier. They are a band from Montreal, a Quebecois folk modern indie band. And I love this band because they incorporate all of my favorite elements in music, which is a traditional folk musicality mixed with a modern day sensibility. So you are in store for a treat. And we're actually on the set of Alley World. So it is not so tiny. And I will post photos on Hot Sauce Lounge so you can see the band and see what we're doing here. I am live with Rosier. I am thrilled to have them on my show because, as you guys know, of all the world music I play, my favorite is French pop. And you guys know that when it comes to French pop, I really like it when they dig deep with the traditional roots and the traditional musicality. So here we have a band that is so perfect for Hot Sauce Lounge because they are a Quebecois indie folk band. And you're going to see what that means soon because we have some beautiful instruments here. They're going to dig deep into the Canadian folk roots. They are a band that integrates mix of jazz, pop, bluegrass, indie, and contemporary music. They create a layered sound that reclaims and interprets the romantic traditions of Quebecois folk through a modern lens. So here we go live. Welcome.
Et le plaisir si loin de moi. For sure.
So excited. Okay, what was that called, by the way?
This one was called...
Kamal, I need to come all the way up here, yeah.
This one was called Vie Pénible.
Vie Pénible?
Yes, oh, which would mean a painful life.
Painful life. So beautiful in many ways, too. Deep in the heart. Okay, the next song is going to be called...
We're going to play a song called Tumé. Yeah, which is a traditional song. And we named it after a good friend, a family friend of ours, which his nickname was Tumé.
Okay, all right, so we're going to hear Tumé now.
Thank you.
Oh, that was gorgeous. I am in love with your voice, Beatrice. You are listening to Rosier for Hot Sauce Lounge, and they are playing live for us. And I just want to tell you who Rosier is. That beautiful voice that you hear and on violin is Beatrix Mithy, okay. We also have on piano Sarah Marchand. And we've got on guitar and vocals, Eleanor Pitre, okay. And Marie Savoie-Levac, we've got on the bass. And then if you heard that groovy foot stomping sound, we have on foot percussion, but also he plays the mandolin, the banjo, the lap steel, and guitar is Colin Savoie-Levac. So we've got the whole band here, and the music is filling this space, and it is beautiful. So that was Timmy. Marie, what do you have next for us?
We're going to go ahead and play a song that is off of our newest EP that we just released in September. And so this one is a very sad song called Laissez-moi, and it's about a man being very heartbroken that his lover doesn't want him anymore, and so he has a hard time singing, so...
Oh, I've heard this. I have the EP and it's fantastic. So I can't wait to hear this. And a sad song, Laissez-moi by Rosier.
Laissez-moi.
was so beautiful. I'm torn because you're singing a song about heartbreak, and I am so happy inside to be sitting in this room and hearing your voices and this music. It's beautiful. You're going to play. How many more songs are you going to play?
Which? As many as you want.
I would. Originally, we were going to do four, but I would love to hear, if you want to do an extra one or two, I would love to hear that.
Sure,
so let me ask you a question. You got to come really close to the mic just because your voice is so soft-spoken when you talk. When you describe, on your website, you describe Rosier as a modern-day Quebec folk band. Can you describe the qualities that make up a traditional Quebecois folk music?
You might have noticed there's a lot of the instrumentation that we're using is maybe what makes it a bit more traditionally on that direction, I would say. You mentioned the foot tapping.
Yes.
So that's one thing that's definitely a quality of the folk traditional music from back home where we grew up, and a lot of fiddle playing as well. So I grew up, my dad's a fiddler, and so I learned to play fiddle with him at home. And Kone, who does the foot tapping, and he also plays banjo and mandolin, and he, I guess, learned a lot of tunes when we were both growing up together. So I guess those instruments, and obviously the guitar is, it's not a traditional instrument in Quebec, but it was brought back to accompany fiddle players once they were performing, you know, on stage and stuff like that. So I guess that's kind of the base of why we became a band, is to take those instruments and the ones that we knew about and the ones that we kind of grew up around, and we started playing music like that, but it definitely developed into much more and different directions, and every song kind of has its own atmosphere. And yeah, we're not trying to hide the traditional, but we're just inspired by it, and we let it take us wherever it goes.
And so one thing that I noticed is when I listened to your music a few weeks ago, when Marika told me you were going to be on the show, and I heard the traditional sounds of the band, and then when you got out of the van today at the studio, I'm seeing such young faces. You're a band of young members, and I love to see the incorporation of the old traditions for a young modern band like yourselves. So
yeah, I guess there's not that many young people playing fiddle and playing guitar and stuff like that around playing indie festivals, but we try to bring that along the way and to show people that it's not just music for old people.
And what indie festivals have you played?
I guess our scene would mostly be folk festivals, but nowadays folk festivals are very large, and so we've played around Canada and the States and Australia and different folk festivals and that you might know, like the Vancouver Folk Festival, Edmonton Folk Festival, and stuff like that. So that's very fun for us because it's directly the kind of music that we play, but also it gives us a chance to play for a broader audience and to maybe get discovered by people that don't necessarily listen to traditional music. So,
oh, and I bet the audience loves it.
Who knows?
I bet they do, because I'm one of your people. I'm one of your audience. Those are the type I go to all the folk festivals around here, and I like it because they're really bringing in modern bands that are paying homage to the traditional roots.
Mm-hmm.
What is your next song?
Yeah, we'll play one that's from the same EP. This one is called Oh No.
Actually, well, yeah.
Come on up, Colin. Come on up.
Hello. There's a set list change here. We're gonna play a song that's actually traditional, and it's a song called Le Grenadier.
Le Grenadier.
It's a call and response song, so you guys can respond at home.
Okay. Perfect.
Dans Lyon, il y a une jolie fille. Dans Lyon, il y a jolie fille, elle est jolie, parfaitement beauté, qu'elle a charmé, d'ailleurs, charmé, qu'elle a charmé, le cœur de la.
This was a call and response song by Rosier for Hot Sauce Lounge. What can you explain what the call and the response in English translate
sure.
for me, what that's about?
So there's this type of singing that is done a lot in Quebec in the traditional music scene. And we kind of grew up hearing that kind of stuff in parties. It's mainly why those songs exist, I believe, is just to kind of bring everyone together in a party. So someone will start singing a song and you need the whole group to answer and just to participate on the song. So a lot of bands now recreate that kind of in live shows, but it's really just something that is done. If you know someone that sings traditional music or is interested in that, you might hear that at home in a local, you know, jam session or party at home. So.
Yeah. And what was this song about? What was the call and the response?
So this song was, it's kind of a well-known story that you hear many versions of it in Quebec and also in France and in a lot of the Francophone singing communities. But it's about this man who is flirting with a girl, and the girl wants him to bring him up to her room. And she asks him, can you bring me to your room? And he says, sure, I'll bring you up. But the thing is that this woman already has another lover. And so the other lover shows up and goes up the stairs and listens through the door and can hear that his girlfriend is actually messing around with someone else. And so he's very sad about that.
A scandalous folk song.
Definitely.
All right. Thank you so much. What's next?
Yeah, so sing it up. Mm-hmm. We're going to go ahead and play that song that I introduced earlier by accident. So this one is off our latest EP. It's called Saint-Nicolas. And it's, once again, a very strange story, but it's about a young group of people dancing and having so much fun that God shows up to the party and threatens them and says, you have to stop having so much fun. And they refuse. Obviously, they're very, very into their partying. And they even invite God to come have a drink with them. And God actually says that they have to dance until they die.
Wow. That is immoral for all of us to take. We should all be dancing and listening to music. That's the key to enjoyment of life, at least for me and hopefully all the listeners as well. Thank you.
Saint-Nicolas. Ils
I love it. And there we heard on vocals, that was Sarah Marchand. So another beautiful voice. So I wanted to ask you a question, but somebody has to come forward to the mic to answer this. Colin, this is a good question for you, actually, because this is about the name. So Rosier is here on Hot Sauce Lounge, and Rosier's band, formerly known as Les Poules à Colin?
Les Poules à Colin. You got it right the first time.
Les Poules à Colin. Okay. And you are obviously Colin.
Yes.
So you want to tell us what that name was? And I'm curious about the name change.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, well, actually, the original name, it was a sort of a pun that we found about 11 years ago. And it's about a song that's very well known and was popularized by La Bottine Souriante. And it talks all about Colin's chicken. And now it gets turned into a sauce and eaten by the whole village. So it's like very much in our tradition of weird songs there. And so we sort of like did a play on word on that song, basically. We grew up a bit. We look young, but we're a lot older than when we started. You know, twice as old, actually, in some people's case. And so we just found that the name didn't really represent us anymore and didn't really sort of like reflect the vibe of our music and our us as people. And so... So we decided to sort of move on and take a leap forward and sort of turn the page and allow ourselves to be basically what we've really been for all this time. So that's pretty much it. Yeah.
Okay. And enter Rosier. And you have one more song for us?
Do we? We probably we do, definitely.
Definitely know more than four songs.
We knew more than four songs for sure. But
what should we play?
Oh, yeah. We'll play a song called My Room, which is off of our album, Morose.
Okay, we're going to hear Maroon off of Morose.
Thank you.
that you write.
You have been listening to Rosier. You guys, that was amazing. Thank you so much for playing live for us and taking time out of your busy day, because I know you've got a busy evening as well because you are playing live.
Yes, you're playing tonight at the Hamlin Street Diner at 7:30. So come join the fun.
7:30 at Hamlin Street Diner. Thank you so much again for coming
in
and playing.
Us.
This was wonderful.